It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, this time around, the revolution will not be televised. As we proceed to give you what you need, oh, get it live, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, in the court, in the hearing against State of Hip Hop versus Jalen Trotter, I present Exhibit C.
When I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Mesero Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain. When New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name. Telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron Dawn, spitting out flames, eating whack rappers alive, shitting out chains. I ain't believe it then, nigga, I was homeless, fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners, trying to find the meaning of life in the corona, till the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from? The Mac know your projects in the third ward, slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme, how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Dip diver, civilizer 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Bivens. Shout out the Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was, like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Brasher. When niggas really would pack a U-Haul truck up, put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need Sean Miller.
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twit, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gon' drop that first, nigga, you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Run rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI Marcus Garvey, Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my God, kids go.
They call me J Electronica. Fuck that, call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Tramadan, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu wa ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family, you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their C-top and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at Tweet Stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
Arrest my case. O-line. Act 3. First chapter of the end. The last chapter of the new beginning. Hit the show. The things we do without even trying. Be better than a lot of y'all records. Don't get mad. Morning after. World premiere. I ain't even gonna say nothing. Matter of fact, I ain't saying. I don't even know why I'm saying this. Jay, you should get pumped to do this over. We moving out. On to the next record. And I'm gonna let this just ride.
you don't fucking know, that was J Electronica, Exhibit C. That shit is fucking fire. J Electronica needs to put out some shit, like, ASAP. I mean, he's also said some dumb shit lately, but, like, he needs to put out some shit. And the thing that I'm referring to, by the way, this is your boy Reckless of the Reckless Effect podcast. Thank you again for tuning in. But I wanted to basically just... I love J Elect. That's my nigga. Like, one of the dopest MCs out. But I hated when he went after after Eminem. They were saying, like, oh, the white boy need to calm down when it comes to talking about P. Diddy and saying that he put the hit out on Pac. I'm like, yo, chill, J Elect, chill. One, it was a hotline. I don't care what anybody says. It really was. Two, don't act like that narrative wasn't going around back then. Three, let's not fucking pretend that the guy who admitted to killing Tupac said that he did it at the behest of Diddy. And he had fucking receipts. Let's not fucking pretend like that shit didn't happen. I'm just saying. I love Diddy, but let's not fucking pretend like that didn't happen. Shout out to everybody who's been listening to the podcast. I'm going on later than usual. I've been, like, going through... I'm fucking tired. I had work. I was, like, running around like a fucking crazy person. And I've just been vibing. Just fucking vibing, man. But there's only, like, a few things that have been going on in the culture that I felt was necessary to really talk about. And one of those things... One of those things... happens to do with Jason Mitchell. If you guys don't know who he is the Black Tom Hanks that people have been dubbing him. He played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton, which was a phenomenal film, and he did incredibly well in that movie. I really, for somebody to come out who's never been really heard of, to come out and, like, not only kill this role, but to kill every other role that he's been in. He's on The Shy. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about that because now it looks like we know why Jason Mitchell was actually let go from his talent agency. His agent fired him, and the show, The Shy, and the movie that he was working on Netflix, why they all let him go. But Hollywood Reporter says that a source with knowledge of the series said that Tiffany Boone, who plays Jerrica on The Shy, his girlfriend, was among several actresses on the show who had issues with Jason. Tiffany, who played his girlfriend, like I said, reportedly made repeated complaints of sexual harassment and allegedly felt so unsafe with Jason that at times her fiance from Dear White People, the actor Marquis Richardson, came to the set when she shot her scenes with him. Tiffany declined to comment on the matter. The source also said that Tiffany ultimately informed producers at Fox 21 that she could no longer work with Jason. Initially, he was retained while she was released at her request to pursue other projects. Other actresses on the series also were said to have had problems with Jason, but it's unclear what finally led to the studio to act on the allegations. UTA, which dropped Mitchell several weeks ago, declined to comment as well. A source with knowledge of the situation said the agency made a very quick decision to drop the actor based on multiple allegations of misconduct. Jason was also reportedly dismissed from the Netflix project Desperados. The decision was made after the producers reportedly had received information about the alleged offset incident that happened during beginning stages of the film. The alleged incident was investigated immediately and thoroughly, leading to Jason's termination from the movie in which he was the star opposite former Saturday Night Live actress Nassim Pedrad and Anna Camp. Reps for Fox 21 and Showtime confirmed to Deadline that Jason would not continue on the show beyond its current second season, declining further comment. Jason had allegedly previously been involved in an inappropriate behavior incident on the show, which had been resolved. Back in 2016, I think it was 2016, a woman publicly accused him of slamming her to the ground in a Boston hotel. just first off, I feel as though that when it comes to that situation, when it comes to like men and women, and especially in Hollywood or just period, working with the opposite sex, I feel like it's getting out of fucking hand with men thinking that they'll be able to get away with shit. Now, why are men getting themselves in these predicaments? Like, why? How? The thing that bothers me the most is that they acted so quickly on this whole thing, and they were like, nope, we gotta let you go. You're done. Because it feels like it's not just this inappropriate behavior, but they're sensing a predatory behavior from him. One. Two, I feel like there's a lot more that's not being said. That they have, like, videos, they have text messages, they have, like, tapes, they have something really big to where everybody dropped his ass. Everybody. It had to have been something really bad. And I feel bad for, what's her name, Tiffany? I feel bad for her because, not even for her, I feel bad for her man having to leave wherever the fuck he's at to come here to watch over his girl while the guy who was fucking with her is on set with her. Like, that shit is wild to me. Because as a man, you want to protect your woman, but you also don't want her to lose her job. You don't want to fuck that spot up. And it's tricky. Me, I'm not the jealous type of dude, but when you fuck with my family, you fuck with my lady, I have to snap. I have to do something because I can't just sit by and watch someone I care about go through this shit, you know? So, there's something wrong with this dude. I mean, I love him as an actor, but then I can't fuck with anything that he does because he is exhibiting such predatory behavior that it's scary. It's actually fucking scary. You have a promising career, homeboy, and you out here fucking up wildly disregarding people's emotions and feelings and disregarding like your own position that you put yourself in, where people are looking at you and wanting you to be in movies, TV shows, commercials, like fucking sponsorships and all that shit. Like, you are in this great position and you choose to fuck it up doing dumb shit. And I really do feel like there is extra that is not being fucking said. So when time comes where they're dropping all this fucking knowledge about what's really going on, I guarantee it's gonna be some foul shit. It's gonna be some fucked up shit. It's gonna be some shit that we just did not fucking expect. And it's fucking scary. It's scary to see this go down like that. I pray for the young brother, but at this point, like, get him the fuck out of here. It's fucking, it's 2019, my man, and you out here destroying your own fucking, like, future just because of whatever you may be feeling, whatever you may be thinking. Men need to start moving differently. It's just, that's just it. We have to move differently in these streets. We have to think differently because it's going to get to a point where we're going to, like, we're fucking up our own shit just by existing in somebody else's space and trying to, like, I don't know, man. It's gonna come to a point where we really need to start refocusing ourselves and make ourselves smarter and stronger by getting away from situations and recognizing our own, like, fucked up behavior. There was a time years ago where I had an LED belt that said, suck my dick on it. And I wore it to a party and I thought it was funny. And some people actually didn't think that it was funny. And they thought that it was actually kind of wrong and stupid. And looking back on it, yeah, it was really fucking stupid. But I couldn't use the excuse, I'm just being a kid or whatever, because it's still wrong. And who was there to teach me that it was wrong, you know? And I hate those people that say, oh, they're just being sensitive or whatever. No, shut up. Like, you can't dismiss somebody's feelings just because you don't agree with it. That's the thing. You cannot dismiss someone else's feelings just because you don't agree with it. Now, if he's hitting on these women, Jason Mitchell, and he's just hitting on them and trying to talk to them and shit, like, that's one thing. Because once they say no, he should respect it and be like, all right. But if he's on some extra shit, I mean, doing some real extra shit, it's predatory, it's bad, and he needs to, like, be handled and dealt with. I mean, if it's as bad as I think that it is, like, really bad, then good on everybody for releasing him and letting him go, because it's only going to get, they're trying to get in front of it by letting him go, because he's exhibiting behavior that is reminiscent of people who have done fucked up and terrible, disgusting things. So good on them for letting him go. And it should be a message to all men, calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down. I mean, even me, like, the biggest slut out of all my friends, you know, like, I've calmed down because I recognize that I can't be doing that shit anymore. Like, that's not me. I can't fuck around and fuck up my life in an effort to just have fun or think that it's not a big deal when it's a fucking big deal. We should be respecting women and listening and understanding, and more importantly, shutting the fuck up. Like, I can't, like, as much as I want to, like, be on the side of, like, women out there, yeah, go get your shit, but I can't feel how they feel. I can only listen and understand while they're teaching me. I can't teach other men how to. I could teach, if I had a son, I can teach him how to be a man, but it's gonna be the woman one day that comes into his life that looks at him and is like, you, that shit gotta go, because that's not how we should be treated, and that's not how we should be respected, and all that madness. I mean, I'm lucky that I have a daughter and I can show her what men should not be towards her. So whenever my daughter asks for anything, I want to give her the world. I show her things. I open doors for her. I, you know, walk her, like, over a puddle and shit. Like, I do all of those shit for her, because I want her to feel like she's a princess, and that a guy's gonna come in and see that she has a crown and is gonna polish that shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of shit. But men really need to, like, move different in these streets. That's just real. So, yeah. Now, speaking of moving differently, I saw this Meek Mill situation. And those who don't know, let me just jump in a little bit. Meek Mill, he went to Twitter, or Instagram actually, in a video where he was being denied entrance at the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas. Based on the video, it seemed as though Meek was being racially profiled or being denied entry because he's a rapper. But Cosmo initially said that's not the case. According to TMZ, sources at the Cosmopolitan say there was a prior incident at the hotel where Meek allegedly fought with security guards. The hotel claims Meek became unnecessarily hostile. However, Meek's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, whatever, Tacopina, told TMZ that Cosmo has a history of denying African-American rappers entry into their hotels, as well as blacklisting them from other Vegas hotels. He says, quote, "We have learned that the Cosmopolitan maintains a list of African-American recording artists who should be denied access for no other reason than their culture and their skin color. Although Cosmopolitan has not yet released an official statement, Tacopina has officially threatened the hotel with a lawsuit unless it apologizes to Meek and his entourage." Cosmo says Marquee Day Club has reached capacity per Los Angeles Fire Marshal Code. Earlier that day, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police had been called on site to manage a larger than usual venue crowd. Cosmo goes on, accordingly, when Marquee Day Club was contacted in advance of Meek Mill's arrival, security staff clarified that he would not be granted access because of the capacity issues, in accordance with both club and resort policy. Upon his arrival, it was reiterated to Meek Mill and his team for a second time that access to the venue was not permitted. Now, they're saying two different things. one, they said it's because of a fight that you guys had set off like prior. Then you're saying it's because there was too many fucking people in the club. Look, here's the thing. Pick a side, pick a story, and stick to it. One, because you just sounding like you're full of shit at the moment. Two, I also wholeheartedly believe in this one thing. Do not go where, don't go where you're just tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. I wholeheartedly believe in that shit. There's no way in fucking hell I'm ever gonna go to the Cosmopolitan because of how they're treating niggas. Like, let's be real. And I'm sick of people going and talking about, like, oh, you know, we should sue them and shit. No, we should start our own shit. We should fucking start our own shit. Like, how many, like, black-owned hotels and casinos are there in Vegas? Fucking none. Like, let's be fucking real. If a nigga was to buy some land and put up a fucking hotel and casino up in that bitch, like, niggas everywhere would flock to it. Why? Because it's black-owned, and we should be doing that. There's a black bank, One United. I don't see any of my, like, black friends on that shit, but we should be. We should put our money and put it into our businesses. We should be supporting our own people and pushing their shit, but we don't. And it's fucking irritating and hella sad that we get to this point of trying to, we're now trying to exist. Like, I heard this thing about black, like, excellence and shit, like, what it is to be, like, famous and shit, like, that point of, like, status quo, whatever, that black men will date white girls because it's a symbol of, like, making it, like, you made it. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's fucking ridiculous. That's fucking stupid to me. It's stupid because why is it that a white woman is the symbol of greatness? Is it because we weren't, that we couldn't be with them back then? That we would be killed, or they used to lie and say that we raped them? I mean, they still do. But, I mean, like, why is that the symbol when the symbol is we opened up a fucking school, LeBron James. We opened up, like, a fucking a farm, our own farm. We farm and grow our own shit and distribute it to black supermarkets and black stores. And we make our own, like, soda. We make our own beer. We, you know, we put our money into that. And we keep the money circulating into our neighborhoods. That should be a sign of, like, excellence in that we made it. But everybody's trying to spend that money on, like, white man's shit that we can't keep our money in here. I read an article from the Boston Globe, and they said that the average black dollar is about $8. Like, we don't keep our money within our own fucking system, like, in our own people. $8. But how many of those people that, like, on average, they are worth $8? Like, let me pull that up so then I can see what so I can fully explain that shit. The black net worth. The median of black net worth. And this shit is not a fucking typo. For the black Bostonians, the median net worth of black people in Boston really is $8. $8. According to the Color of Wealth in Boston, a report by the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, Duke University, and the New School. It's a 7-part series that started out on Sunday. It's like a TV show. But they're talking about the median net worth of non-immigrant African-American households in the greater Boston region is $8. We don't keep our money at all within our own city, or within our own, like, our own people. And in L.A., it's $100. Why is that? Why is it that we can't keep our own shit? Like, we can't buy our own shit. We can't, and we can't keep blaming white people and saying, well, they don't want us here. You know, fucking gentrification, all that shit. No, who gives a fuck? No, buy the block. We have niggas out there that are trying to say, like, oh, this is my block. This is my block. How much money do you got? Can you buy a lot of these homes and try to sell it back to black people, so then you have more black people in your neighborhood that are able to own and buy shit? And are you flipping that wealth for yourself? Like, are you buying that business on the block and hiring other black people Are you helping your communities grow? That should be a sign of wealth, because we're not only creating it for ourselves, we're creating it for the people around us. Do not go where you're fucking tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. And I'm sick of like seeing all this shit. This is racism at its fucking finest, because you're telling this man, Meek Mill, two different things, and you're threatening to have him arrested. For what? For what? Come on, son. And yeah, damn right, Meek Mill should sue their fucking asses off, and I hope he does, and I hope they pay that man what he fucking deserves. I hope they make this shit better, because this is just, it's just sad, and it's fucking intolerable, and I can't believe that we're going through and talking about this shit over and fucking over. We need to rise up and do things fucking better. We really do. And we need some white allies. We need, like, we always need a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girl, and a blonde-haired, dressed-up, tall white guy with glasses. It's like, hey, I don't like what's going on here, you know? What's going on here? We need those two around us at all times, fucking real allies that are able to help articulate our ghetto into white language, so then we all don't get into some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we need to start focusing on our shit and what we need to do for ourselves and our people. Fuck the bullshit. Just fuck it. Dead that shit. So Cosmopolitan, like, it's not like I go to fucking Vegas often anyway, but when I do, that is the one place I will not be going. Fuck that. And yeah, fuck them. So I also read this thing, according to Deadline, Alan Hughes has closed a deal with Tupac's estate that grants him full access to Tupac's released and unreleased recordings, writings, and poetry. Hughes will be using the content for a 5-part documentary series about Tupac, which he will direct and executive produce. This documentary is set to be the first definitive comprehensive project on Shakur, with the full cooperation of the estate. This will reportedly be Hughes' follow-up project to his HBO series, The Defiant Ones, which focused on Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. Now, the Hughes brothers, they did work with Tupac back then to do the video for Britney's Got a Baby. And Tupac was originally cast to star in the brothers' 1993 film Menace to Society. Unfortunately, things did not go according to plan, and Tupac was replaced in the film. The incident did cause some friction between Tupac and the brothers. But I will say this. We don't need a fucking other Tupac. We don't. Unless you're, like, releasing some shit that's never been seen before or heard before, or fucking, like, talking about who actually killed him, even though we know. Like, I don't care. I really don't. And that's mostly because we've seen everything. We've seen the movies. We've read the books. We've seen the music videos. We saw the documentary series. We saw Biggie's movies. Like, we saw all the shit. We know. We fucking know everything about Pac. Born in New York, went to Baltimore, moved to Oakland, went to L.A., you know, Humpty Hump and Shock G, fucking the Outlaws. Like, we fucking know everything. We know he did ballet. We know he's best friends with Jada Pinkett. We know he wrote her a poem. Like, we know all this shit. We know fucking everything. And I'm gonna say this, I'm still gonna watch it. I'm still gonna watch it, because it's Pac. But we don't need another one, because we know everything. If you're not gonna tell me something new, I'm gonna be pissed. Because we know the legend and we know the truth. So whatever they're trying to put out there, I mean, I'll watch it. But I'm just saying, we don't need another one. I know that sounds hella contradictory, but it's true. Like, we know it all. We just don't need another one. We just don't. It's just been a weird fucking, like, weird thing. I don't know. It's just been a weird fucking week for me. Like, all the shit that I've been seeing on the news and lately, it's just been fucking weird and wild. But real quick, I want to get into some sports, but nothing too heavy. Fucking in the finals, it's going to be the Warriors and the Raptors. And it's the first time the Raptors have gone to the finals. Sorry, Nicole. Got to do it to you. Actually, no. No. I was just going to be an asshole. But no, I think the Warriors are going to win 5. I mean, like, Kawhi's tough. That team is tough. But I don't think that they're going to have enough firepower, enough manpower to be able to stop Seth Curry. Like, nah. Like, that team is just ridiculous. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm thinking that they're going to win in 5. But game 1 is going to be coming on Thursday. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. That's pretty much all I got for this week. Like, it's been a chill fucking week. Like, a lot of crazy things that's been happening, but not a lot that I'd really want to get into. So, actually, there is one thing that I wanted to mention. In honor of Nipsey Hussle, Puma is going to release their joint collaboration. And I think that's hella dope. According to Wall Street Journal, the brand and marketing global director, Adam Petrick, confirmed that the collaboration will be out this fall. He also added, we had a lot of things that were coming and hopefully a lot of things we will still do with his estate. We'll work with his family and we'll support his kids. And I think that's dope. Not only will Puma be releasing the collaboration, but they also have charity activations. Wow, I can't even think or talk. Like, I know I'm saying it right, but I feel like they're working on to continue the work he's been doing in his community. We're going to continue to release some product that we've created with him. We've also got some charity activations that we'll do to support what he was doing in Crenshaw and trying to continue the work that he was doing through his foundation. So I'm with it. I'm stoked on it. I think it's going to be dope. And I can't wait to see what everything is going to be. And I'm definitely going to buy that shit 100%. Just 100%. And, man, I'm so fucking, like, beat up and tired. Yeah, I'm going to get out of here. 50 Cent's going after Rotimi. That's funny because you know how 50 Cent is. That's funny. Anyway, so for a sleeper closer, I actually do have something that I heard a couple days ago, and I was like, who the fuck is this? Played it a few times, and I'm really with it. It's Let Go by Aaron May.
I would take breaks, but I'd rather move forward. I done been chewed up, spit out, kicked out, let down, but I'm still a motherfucking soldier. So fuck what you told me if you show me different. Fuck what you show me if you came up missing. I know that actions speak louder than words. The things about change, they never consistent. I done got paid more than I paid attention. I done felt pain more than I like to mention. Hard on my sleeve till it's left on the curb. When I smoke this herb, I can't make a decision. You niggas be bitches, you bitches be hoes. You switching up more than you switch your clothes. Till I get it in gold and light up that heat when the nights get too cold. The only thing keeping me up from the lows, besides all the bread I'ma make from these shows. My life going fast and I like moving slow. And I've been on for 5 days in a row. I might fly away. Fly away, go fly. I might fly away.
So that was Let Go by Aaron May. Like, I was really digging that song. And something just popped up on me. and I want to read this. In the wake of the anti-abortion legislation that recently passed in Georgia, as well as in Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, and others, man, they're really fucking up. So there's only like 41 states now to me. There's been questions about how the entertainment industry would react. Georgia has become one of Hollywood's most frequented destinations. One of their favorite clients? Marvel, who films all the MCU titles, even the ones set in far-off Africa and Atlanta. So far, Disney, who owns Marvel, has been quiet about its next step, even as Netflix has threatened to pull out of the state and other celebrities, including Amy Schumer, Jason Bateman, and Mark Duplass, have vowed not to work or not to film in a state with such restrictive abortion laws. Wednesday, Bob Iger, the corporation CEO, broke his silence, telling Reuters, "It would be very difficult to keep filming there. I think many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we will have to heed their wishes in that regard. Right now, we are watching it very carefully," Iger said. He added that should the law actually come into effect, he didn't, quote, "see how it's practical for us to continue to shoot there." Under Georgia's new laws, abortion is banned or would be banned as early as 6 weeks after pregnancy under what Governor Brian Kemp called the fetal heartbeat bill. So fucking stupid. That's still... since the legislation passed, the state has already lost such productions as the Netflix show The Power, Kristen Wiig's Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, and an upcoming movie from Ilana Glazer. If productions continue to pull out, it would be devastating to the local economy. Last year, 455 productions filmed in Georgia, while 900,000 people work in the state's entertainment industry. And remember, at this point, Disney owns a giant chunk of that industry. That would be fucking devastating. It would be devastating to the fucking economy there. Devastating. So I hope that Disney actually goes through with all of this shit. I really do, because if they take a stand, if Disney takes a fucking stand, their shares will definitely go the fuck up. One, two, the economy down there, they would fucking like, it would just die. It would just die. So many businesses moving away, so many people going out of work. It would hit hard. It wouldn't be the destination spot that people would believe it to be or want it to be, because these huge corporations are walking out. And Disney, we already know, owns the fucking world. I fuck with Disney so heavy. They're trying really hard to be on the right side of history, so I'm with that. I'm really with that. Thank you, Disney, for fucking listening. Yeah. Thank you, Disney. So there's something that I needed to get off my chest too. people across the globe, however you're listening to this, heed my fucking words now. Please stop reposting fucking articles and clickbait without reading the article. Please. I'm so fucking tired of seeing somebody post some dumb shit and then I click the article to read it and it's full of shit or it's opinions with no facts behind it. Like, please stop fucking doing this. Please stop. Like, and then they're behind all of this shit without fucking reading it. Excuse me. There's this one female on fucking Facebook and she's posting shit, just repost. And I keep asking after I read it, "Did you read this article?" And then she'll delete my comment like I didn't fucking say it. So then I'll ask again, "Did you fucking read this? Because it seems like you didn't, because it's an opinion piece." And then when you fucking read it and there's no facts behind it, then she wants to delete it. And it's like, yo, take time to fucking read shit. Stop fucking posting things just because it may fit your argument because somebody wrote something that aligns with you but there's no fucking proof or anything. I got into an argument with this dude who kept saying, well, the Mueller-based investigation, they said there was no collusion. And I'm like, dude, did you read that? Because it didn't say that there was no collusion. And it didn't say that Donald Trump was, like, free of any crimes, that he didn't do anything wrong, and they said they can't exonerate him. That's what it said. And you're taking that as, well, if he really did something, then he'd go to jail. Oh, okay. Then why are you bitching about Hillary? Because if she really did something, then she would be in jail. Right? Same logic. Calm the fuck down. Read the shit that you are posting. Please. Stop just fucking posting shit just to post shit. Thinking that, oh, it's helping your narrative. It's fucking not after you read it and you find out that it's not. And I'm tired of people posting shit about people who died 10, 15 years ago. And it's like, oh, man, rest in peace, man. I didn't know you died. And it's like, dude, they've been dead for so fucking long. They're coming back. And like, how could you not know? Like, you know, somebody posted and was like, oh, man, I didn't know Stuart Scott died. Oh, you think he just retired from broadcasting? Rest in peace, Stuart Scott. Man, I love that dude. That broke my heart when he passed. Like, come on, son. Come on. Like, come on. Just read what the fuck you're posting before you just put shit out there and look like a fucking idiot to the mass majority of people who actually read and comprehend what they're reading. I'm so tired of, like, this bullshit. Like, somebody was, like, posted this article and said, oh, this kid died from getting a vaccine shot. And it's like, oh, did you read this because it's actually saying that there's no link to it? And did you read this because it's also saying that that's not the case? Come on. This is just fucking dumb. And I need another thing. Oh, we can get into vaccines and shit. Like, come at me. I don't care. But another thing that really pissed me off, I need answers. I need fucking answers. The Oakland Raiders grabbed an openly racist player out of retirement. Why? 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 This is just fucking, like, insane to me. The guard, was it Richie Incognito? What the fuck? I mean, he was dropped by the Dolphins because he was accused of bullying his teammate, Jonathan Martin, with homophobic and racial slurs, and he openly called Martin, who is black, a half nigger. And it was chalked up to being locker room talk. No, fuck no. He went after another guy on the Jacksonville Jaguars, hit him with racial slurs during the All-Star game. He retired from football and was really ready to fuck some shit up. In 2018, he was placed on involuntary psychiatric hold after reportedly threw weights and tennis balls and a tennis ball at folks inside the South Florida gym. When police questioned him, he allegedly told officers that the government was spying on him. He turned up at a funeral home, allegedly threatening to shoot up the home. And police later found that Incognito was carrying 2 Glocks, 3 rifles, and a silencer for a handgun. But none of that shit stopped the Oakland Raiders from pulling him out of retirement, and the NFL is like, all right, that's cool. Are you fucking kidding me? But Colin Kaepernick still ain't got a fucking job. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. If you're still thinking, if you are still thinking that it's all about fucking, like, no, I don't even want to get into that shit. I don't want to get into that shit. But fucking, this shit just blows my fucking mind. And it's just dumb. It's just fucking stupid. Like, it makes me really not ever want to watch the NFL ever again because they keep pulling some dumb shit like that. Well, Raiders fans, I need to hear from y'all. I really need to hear from y'all. Come on. I need to hear the explanation. Is he that good? No. Like, I really need to hear how this fucked up, psychiatric, crazed, needs to be 5150, son of a bitch, racist fucking asshole. I can't even, like... Oh, why? Why? Just fucking why? This is just a weird fucking, like, week. This is a weird time, though. No, it's not even a weird week. It's a weird fucking time to be an American here. Like, it's a fucking ridiculously weird time. Because how the fuck, how in the fuck is someone like that being picked up, but Colin Kaepernick stands up for the rights of black and brown people who are systematically being killed by the police. And, like, take it the other day. A video was circulating around town about this kid who was in a car recording the situation, and a cop lies and says he has a gun and yells gun while holding a gun in front of this kid's face, and all he has is his phone and his hands are out the window. And the reason why the cop overreacted, well, let me find it so then you can be the judge of this shit. Because to me, all I hear is a racist ass police who is just acting on his biases rather than the reality of a situation. That's what I hear. That's what I'm seeing. And the thing that hurts the most is that someone could quickly lose their life over this shit. Now, here's the video. Pull this shit up. So take a listen and tell me what you guys think.
Can you tell me what I did wrong?
Okay. Shut your car.
What I do wrong?
Shut your car.
Come on. Shoot.
Shut your car.
You wanna shoot me?
Got a gun.
Where?
Gun.
Where?
Shut your car.
Where? My hand in the air.
Shut your car. Shut.
Nah, hey, come shut the car off. I ain't moving my hands. He trying to shoot me. He trying to shoot me.
Shut your car off.
Nah, I ain't moving. No, my hand in the air.
Shut your car.
My hand in the air. My hand in the air. My hand in the air. My hand in the air.
New units at Midland Heights.
My hand in the air. My hand in the air.
All you had to do is drive up.
What's what I was doing? What was I doing? What was I doing? My hand in the air. My hand in the air.
Shoot. Why don't you comply with the lawful order?
Shoot me. My hand in the air.
I'm not going to shoot you, but you're not going to move those hands.
My hand in the air. My hand in the air. You tell me to shut my car off so you can shoot me. Come on now. 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 Shoot me.
Hey, get in your car.
I'm filming too.
Oh, it's in my name. It's registered. It's registered. Shoot me.
I'm filming too.
I'm filming. I ain't did nothing.
You failed to comply with a lawful order.
What
you
I
were
do?
Told to
I
leave
was,
the parking
I was pulling off. I couldn't hit
you
his
come
car.
Back.
I couldn't hit his car. How I come back? How did I come back?
You
shoot.
Never left the parking lot.
I just pulled up when they called me and told me, oh, that we finna go to Jonesboro. We leaving from Jonesboro.
Step out the car.
Hey, I'm not putting my, I ain't touching that thing. He trying to shoot me. Hey, you come put it in
step
the park.
The
you
car.
Put it in park.
Step out the car.
What you pushing my hand for?
Step out the car.
What you pushing my hand for?
Hey.
What you pushing my hands for? What you pushing my
hands
for? How can I step out the car? What you pushing my hands for? Come on now.
We're gonna get out of the car one way or the other.
Hey, you gonna put it in park? I'm not, because you're trying to shoot me.
Step out the car.
Put it in park for me. Yes, sir. Come on.
Put it in park for him. How am I gonna put it in park?
I'm telling him to put it in park. I'm not talking to you. You trying to shoot me. What you pushing my arms back for? What you pushing my arms back for? Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, put it in park for me.
Get out the car.
That's just, come on, son. When you're, first off, to anybody that's out there saying, just comply, just fucking listen. When you're obviously not breaking the law, when it's completely obvious you are not breaking the law, you will question and have the right to. That's what people fucking don't understand. I was walking with my friends one day and was chilling. Cop comes over and demands for me and my friends. We were on the sidewalk, chilling, not near a park, not doing anything wrong, just walking. Demands that we show our ID. My friend was about to, and I said, no, don't. Because we're not in the act of committing a crime. We've done nothing wrong, and he's not addressed why he stopped us in the first place. We can keep walking. And the cop said the same thing that he said, you're not complying with an order from a police officer. And I said, that's not a crime because we're not doing anything wrong. And he wanted to arrest me for resisting arrest. And I said, for that to happen, I have to be initially under arrest. So what am I under arrest for? he did not like that I was being, quote, a smart ass, and said, oh, you think you smart? And I said, I've been smart. I'm just meeting you right now. Really didn't like that. And the fact is, if you know the law, if you know your rights, if you know, like, what the law is, they, again, I've said this time and time again, they are acting on the assumption of law. You have to know the law, and they cannot do anything. That's why you ask for a supervisor to come down, because once the supervisor comes down, he knows more about the law rather than the assumption of it. And he had no reason to stop us, just me and my other black friend walking down the street, going home. No reason to stop us at all. So just people out there, know your fucking rights. And just this world is just all too fucked up. And if we, I was actually talking to my friend last night, Charles, what's up, Chuck? And we were talking about some quick shit. And he posted something about Martin Luther King, and that the FBI still has the audio tapes that allege Martin Luther King had affairs with 40 women and watched while a friend raped a woman. So I read this shit, and the first thing he says is, why the fuck are they dragging a dead man through the mud? Crazy how they had all this information to drag him down back then, but Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey are still innocent. He put that in quotes. One, I told him they're innocent until proven guilty. Like, they're going to trial now. But he has a point. Why are they dragging Martin Luther King now? He's a dead man and can't defend himself. And guess what? We know he cheated on his wife. Okay. Did his wife forgive him? Yeah. Did she take him back? Yeah. Is there anything that we can do about the situation? No. Is it going to change the fact that this man had something powerful to say? He had something beautiful that he was looking forward to and trying to help black people. So why the fuck would his adultery make us question, like, his intentions, his good-hearted intentions? Now, the whole watched while a friend raped a woman, like, that's some ill shit, and I don't want to dig on that. But at the same time, if it's true, it's not going to change what he was trying to do for the betterment of black people everywhere. It's not going to change. I mean, what? Malcolm X was a pimp, a drug dealer. He went to jail. All of those things he did, 100%. But did it change his message and overall, like, goals for the future and what he wanted for his people? Absolutely not. So why, anyway, he said, my friend, he said something about even Hoover had the FBI trying to take him down. Why is it that all people who wanted peace was killed? And I said, because the scariest thing in the world is a black man with a brain and a powerful voice. And it's fucking true. There's nothing scarier than a black man or a brown man, but I'm gonna stick with black, with a black man who has power. There's nothing scarier than that. There's nothing scarier than, that's why they didn't want us to have an education, because the more that we know, the more that we'll be able to act and resist. There's a phrase that came out back in the day for a Schoolhouse Rock, and it was knowledge is power. But Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Maya Angelou, Rosa Parks, all these people, Marcus Garvey, Bobby Seale, and Huey P. Newton, they all knew one thing to be true. Knowledge is power, and they had it. But if we have it, we have something more dangerous that they haven't utilized just yet. The application of said knowledge, applied knowledge is powerful. And if we're able to apply everything that we know, resistance and like the upcomings of like the power exchange and all that, it can happen. I've said it before on here, we outnumber the very people that are supposed to govern us. Why the fuck are we afraid of them? It's the truest fucking thing ever. Why are we afraid of people that we outnumber? Why are we afraid of people that we can overturn, that we can vote out, that we can, if we were to stand together and fucking rise and make huge changes on a global standpoint, they wouldn't be able to kill us all. Yeah, they may be able to kill our leaders and make us afraid, but it should be another one that comes up and says, I'll take the reins. And we keep going and we keep fighting. But we're too goddamn afraid of getting food taken off our own plates that we will fight each other over it rather than going to the source of the issues and the problems. Flint doesn't have any water. It should rise up against the government because they got a grant for millions of dollars and they have not released that shit to its people. Look it up. The Dakota pipeline that they were trying to push through, and Donald Trump was like, yep, go on through. And it fucking burst because those people knew that it would. All of those people were fighting hard to be able to stop something that they knew was going to happen. And if they had more help from people like us banding together, it probably wouldn't have happened. All these things that we could change and we choose not to because we're so goddamn selfish and stuck up, like have our heads up our own asses. We should be working as a community to change shit. Buy black, buy back the block. We should rise up. Black Panthers were doing everything right to the point where they had to be stopped because everything that they were doing was changing the fucking planet. They didn't want laws to change until a whole bunch of black people fucking rose up and used their laws against them. And then what happened? Next week, the next month, gun laws changed. We have a lot more power than we fucking realize. So that's all I'm saying. I already went too deep into the shits, but follow me, people, and realize that we have a lot more fucking power than we would suggest, than we would think. And if we continue to allow people to dictate how we should live, what we should do, and getting like stupid shit thrown into our faces, like jewelry and women and money and all that shit, we're gonna continue to fucking lose. We're going to continue to lose. We need to rise and recognize our own strength and our own fucking power. God damn, I'm feeling myself right now. Anyway, we get the fuck out of here. But the one thing that I want to play is just to close out this shit. I heard this joint last week and I thought it was dope as fuck. So let's get with the shits. This is Joyner Lucas, Logic. The beef is over. What's beef? What is beef? Anyway, here's ISIS.
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or better known as ADHD, is a mental disorder that affects an individual's ability to focus, causing them to move around more frequently. They may also have trouble controlling their impulsive behaviors.
One time for them praying on my downfall. Yeah. Two times for the homies in the chow hall. Whoa. Three times for them hoes on the internet shitting on niggas when they really should get out more. Four times for the days that were all bad. Woo. Five times for the bitches who ain't called back. Yeah. Six times for the kids like me who got ADHD just to kidnap a nigga like ISIS. Whoa. Turn the whole world to a crisis. Whoa. Walk around the city with an ice pick. I've been paranoid. Usually I ain't like this. Ain't no telling how crazy I might get. Beat the police with a knife stick. In my whole life, I've been lifeless. Now I'm so fly, I'm a motherfucking flight risk. Whoa. Fuck a couple hoes till I pass out. Whoa. Niggas throwing stones at my glass house. Whoa. I remember sleeping on my dad's couch. Whoa. Now I got the Bentley and it's blacked out. Whoa. Family looking at me like a cash cow. Whoa. Everybody dissing just to have clout. Whoa. Thought you had a chance, now you asked out. Nigga, I'm the motherfucking man. Where you at now? Whoa. Fuck it, I'ma hit them till they jumping. I ain't tripping. This is nothing. I've been living in the dungeon. I done held a couple grudges. What the hell? I got a jack to meet the devil. I'm a cousin. I ain't settling with nothing. Got a medal in the truck. I keep a semi when I'm busting. Niggas ducking. Nigga, Stevie Wonder couldn't see it coming. I ain't judging. I just want the money. I don't need a budget. I've been hungry, I ain't got no oven, but I got the munchies, nigga. How you gonna move on the front line? If I don't fuck with you, I just prioritize. My high school teacher said I'd never be shit. Tell that bitch that I turned out just fine. And no, I don't know you for the 12th time. We do not share the same bloodline. You let her run your mouth like a tough guy. Hope you keep the same energy when it's crunch time.
According to the American Psychiatric Association, it affects roughly 8% of children and 2% of adults. Commonly believed to only affect boys because they are perceived as rowdy and rambunctious.
One time for them praying on my downfall. Yeah. Two times for them bitches in the South Shore. Whoa. Three times for them days on the block getting chased by the cops like a motherfucking outlaw. Four times for them days that were all bad. Woo. Five times for the bitches who ain't called back. Yeah. Six times for the kids like me who got ADHD just to...
Binge running, need a couple hearses. Double homicide, kill the beat, and a versus. Everybody living on the surface, but we came from the underground. Yeah, we deserve it. What's beef? Beef is when you murder motherfuckers on a beat. Kill them all, nah, nah, what's beef? Beef is brothers dying over shit that never mattered in the first place. Lying in the street, what's peace? Peace is when you leave it in the past. Let it heal like a cast. When enough time passing, you blast. Kinda like John Wick, bars like a convict. Fuck a runner, you don't wanna start shit. Woo! Coming with the hot shit, all they do is talk shit. You can never top it, boy, just stop. High and drunk, call that HD vision. All these other motherfuckers full of indecision. And I murder with precision, all over your television. I'm numero uno, number one of you is just a subdivision. Never listen, we gon' leave a missing. That's the mission like ISIS. Ain't no time to bicker over who the nicest. It's logic, it's obvious, just ask the audience. I've come to body this shit. Yes, it's egregious, I'm Regis. You Kelly, you pussy, you pussy. Don't push me, I'm Louis Vuitton. You at Target with your mom. On the internet, still hating on my last post. I just sent a steak back in Mastro's. My God, me and Jordan need a couple hearses. Double homicide, kill the beat, and a versus. Everybody living on the surface, but we came from the underground. Yeah, we deserve it. Far from the minimum, killing them with no riddling. And 5'9 was the middleman to get them in the same room. Now we on the same tune, and we still the game doom. The illest of lyrics is on the same shit. Rap pack, clap back on that gang shit. Do it for the love of rap, not for the fame shit. Woo! One time for the Grammy that I never got. Two times for the garden that I sold out. Three times for the street crimes that I committed. Yeah, I did it, but thank God that I made it out. Four times, cause I'm a fucking bastard. Five times, platinum with my last shit. Six times for the beats and the rhymes. Fuck the heat and the crime. Keep the peace like a waistline. Woo!
Yeah, I'm hella feeling that track. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. Logic is a fucking spitter, man. Dude got mad flow. So, I guess that's all I'm gonna do for this evening and get the fuck out of here. Yeah, man. So, thank you guys for listening to this podcast, this episode. This week I'm gonna be going into, I'm gonna be continuing on with my list. It's going from 40 to 31. We almost there, y'all. We almost fucking there to finding out what the top 10 albums are. So thank you for listening in, you guys. You guys are amazing. Be love, give love, share love, and I'm out this bitch. Peace.